it might not be getting a whole lot of attention just yet, and the moves may not be that dramatic. But at the same time, we think investors should definitely be paying attention to the price action in the gold market right now. The yellow metal has quietly pushed up to its highest level since June of 2021. All while stocks have come under pressure, the message is clear. Inflation is rising at a rapid pace, and this looks to be a theme that will persist over the coming months. And if this is to be the case, we would expect there to be a natural demand for the classic inflation hedge. Though gold hasn't really gone anywhere for a great many months now, it did put in a record high not too long ago in August of 2020. We think a lot of this consolidation we've been seeing is very much a bullish consolidation, especially when considering the current backdrop of rising inflation. And so this latest upside break should be something to watch, as it could very well be the start of the next big move back towards and eventually through that record high from August of 2020 that broke through $2,000. Interestingly enough, many have been talking about this week's relative strength in cryptocurrencies despite risk-off flow. We've highlighted for quite some time that the correlation between crypto and risk-off is misleading, and that we should expect plenty of demand for the asset class given similarities with gold, especially when talking about Bitcoin. And so it's very possible Bitcoin has also been paying attention to inflation risk this week and has been moving up along with gold. We think there are many portfolio managers out there that have begun to diversify some of their gold exposure into Bitcoin, which would help to further reconcile this price action. That's all for now.